قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Islamic Pulse's talk show. We're talking about the months of Muharram, Safar, and the importance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's sacrifice, his martyrdom, and his revolution, and how it applies to our daily lives in the modern day. Here with me to have this discussion on the talk show is Sheikh Muhammad Hussein. Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam, Saeed. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. It is the months of Muharram and Safar, and what a blessing, what an honor to be able to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, his companions, something which has lived throughout the centuries, you know, over 1,000 years. And it seems like every year this memory of Imam Hussein continues to grow, it continues to strengthen. MashaAllah, despite all of this COVID virus protocols and lockdowns, and the mu'mineen, the believers, the lovers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam have still found a way to commemorate his sacrifice, his revolution, and his memory. Well, we'd like to hear from you. How can we relate in today's time with Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
Okay, so Saeed, first of all, I would like to say that the new Islamic year is upon us, the month of Muharram being the first month of the Islamic year.
Right, right.
And usually, people would celebrate the new year, and they would, it would be a festival, it would be a happy time. But for the followers of Ahlul Bayt and the mu'mineen, the believers, the month of Muharram, the beginning of the year, is a sad time for us.
Right.
Because the grandson of the Holy Prophet, he went on this journey to Karbala,
right.
He defended the religion of Islam, and he and his family, they were martyred and they were killed mercilessly.
Yes.
Now, there are so many lessons that we can draw from this event, this great revolution. But one of them that I would like to highlight today is the event of death, mm-hmm. which all of us at some time in our life will mm-hmm. face. Okay?
Right.
The Holy Quran says, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut." Every soul will taste death. Now, this is inevitable.
Right.
But we have to ask ourselves, are we just going to die in vain? Or are we going to live our lives in such a way where we can be proud when we are ready to leave this dunya, when we are ready to leave this world?
Yes.
And what was the reason behind our living? There must be some purpose in our life.
Yes.
Okay? Right. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he had the biggest reason or the greatest reason for living, which was defending the religion of Islam.
Right.
Now, what Imam Hussein alayhi salam taught us was that you don't just live an ordinary life with no purpose, you go through the years and then you die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try to live with a purpose. And he himself said that, you know, death with dignity is better than a life with humiliation.
Right.
So he was willing, he was willing to sacrifice himself, sacrifice his family, not to be humiliated.
Right.
And seeing the holy religion of Islam be defaced, be changed in different ways, that for him was humiliation.
Right. Right.
And on top of that, to add to that, he achieved something that all of us wish that we can achieve, which is called martyrdom.
Right.
Okay.
Martyrdom, yes.
So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he knew that he was going to be killed, but there was a reason behind him being killed, and number two to that is that he was going to be martyred.
Mm-hmm.
And the level that we believe for those who are killed in the way of Allah is paradise.
Yes.
Okay. And even he himself, it's interesting because he himself compared martyrdom to victory. Okay? When he was leaving Medina, mm-hmm. this is what he said to his friends and his family.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If you come with me, you'll be martyred. But those who stay back will miss out on the victory.
Subhanallah.
Okay, will miss out on the victory. So he was not seeing this as something counterproductive, something as a terrible tragedy. Although it was a tragedy, but he was seeing the bigger picture. He was right. seeing the goal, as you say. He was keeping his eyes on the goal,
right.
which was victory, which was the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And this is why he made that bold and brave step.
And so, I mean, here, Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, I think one of the important things, because a lot of people, they fear death, you know? Yes. And death to them is something, again, it's something fearful, it's something that, you know, I don't know how else to put it other than that yeah. really people are deathly afraid of dying. I mean, how do you address an individual like that who has this fear of dying? I mean, it's in context with what you're speaking about, death and the real meaning of life, the real meaning of death, and is really a martyr even dead, you know, according to the Holy Quran.
Yes. So, yes, as you said, Said, death is a frightening thing because it's going to the unknown.
Yes.
We don't have someone who died and then tells us what he experienced, or he wrote a book about that moment. So where are we going to experience something that we don't have information about?
Yeah.
It is frightening.
Right.
And going into a hole, obviously a dark, small, congested space, that in itself is frightening. But the actual event, when it's about to happen, when that angel of death is going to come and take your soul from your body, at that moment, Although we don't know what's going to take place, we can live our life in such a way that when that time does come,
yes,
we can be satisfied with our actions on this earth.
Right.
Okay.
And this is a very important point, right? Is to live your life in a manner where, do good deeds, do righteous deeds, you know, stay on the straight path, be honest, be sincere. For example, stand up for the rights of oppressed. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared to stand up to oppressors and bullies and from a local level to a global level, right? And if you live your life according to the principles of Islam, to the principles that Allah has laid down, then that makes dying easier.
Yes.
Right? But on the other hand, what's interesting, and I'd like to, you know, get your comment on this, but the more you're attached to the world and materialism and wealth and power and fame and glory and these things, then the more difficult it becomes to die.
Yes, definitely. The human body, by nature, we like nice things. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're attracted to nice things, to cars, money, houses. Now, it's not a sin to have these things,
right?
Even if it's a bit expensive. But getting ourselves attached to it is the problem.
Right.
Okay?
Falling in love with these
exactly,
things.
Exactly. Yeah. They say, hubbu dunya.
Yeah, ahsan.
The love of the world.
The love of the world.
Yes. So, we want to use these things while we are here, but we don't want to, you know, become so attached to them. Because eventually we're gonna have to part with these things sooner or later,
right?
Okay, and when you become so attached to these things, that's where the difficulty comes in.
Sure.
Because this physical body, this is what is becoming attached to the material things. Because this is also material.
Right.
Our soul is spiritual. Now, our soul and our body has a connection, but when you want to break that connection, and this material body of yours is so attached to that material thing,
right?
Then the soul now becomes confused,
right?
Because should the soul on one hand is saying,
yeah,
okay, I'm here, but then you're taking me away,
right,
at the time of death,
and it doesn't want to go away,
and it doesn't want to
it's
go
so
away
because
it becomes attached
and in love with these things,
Ahsan?
And it forgets the, I mean, but going back to the whole idea of death and martyrdom and the best kind of death, or I believe Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that the most profitable death, the most beneficial death is the death of a martyr, right? He gives up his life, he gives up his property, his wealth, his family for the sake of Allah. And in return, Allah gives them, you know, paradise and eternal life.
Yes. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his stance and his movement towards Karbala was the ultimate sacrifice. Right. But we should not think that we as well have to go to the battlefields to become martyred.
Right.
Okay? You can become a martyr just by doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can be taking care of your family,
right,
you know, helping the needy, working towards the betterment of the Islamic Republic. All of these things are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are works on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get killed on this path, you will be considered a martyr.
Right.
Not necessarily going physically with a gun on the battlefield fighting against the enemy. Yes, that is one type of martyrdom.
Right.
But that's not the only type of martyrdom.
Right.
So I would just like to let the viewers know this. For those young kids that are out there learning about Islam, defending Islam, the parents that are out there struggling to put food on the table for their kids, for their families, if this is towards the betterment of Islam, the religion of Islam, you are also doing the job what Imam Hussein did, which was defend Islam. And if you are killed or you die on this path, you can consider yourself a shaheed or a martyr.
Right, mashallah. I think this is a very profound statement, you know, that this fight between good and evil is not limited to the battlefield, right?
Yes.
And so in multiple aspects, for example, it's not just limited to the physical hard war, the military war, as it's called, but it also has different scopes, such as you said, you know, an individual working hard, trying to improve their community, trying to improve their family social condition, try to teach their children Islam and make them strong, proud Muslims, unwavering Muslims. I think the soft war also is another field of battle, if you want to call this, another a fight between good and evil. We see how much or to what great extent you find this media war, this attack on religion in general, right? It's not just an attack on Islam, it's an attack on God in general, which is being done via various media outlets. And so, I mean, you know, I think that's a very beautiful statement that people don't, the physical war is not the only battlefield between good and evil. Ahsant. Sheikh, in the few minutes that we have left, if you'd like to add anything.
I would just like to touch on what you said about the soft war.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And today, this is the prominent war that we have going on, especially with the COVID virus and everything. Everyone's inside, everyone is making videos from their homes, putting out content. And there is a lot of good content, alhamdulillah, coming out. But on the other side, there's also a lot of bad content and propaganda.
Right.
So we as defenders of the religion of Islam, or those who strive to be defenders of the religion of Islam, we have to try to, I guess, separate the two. The bad content from the good content, or try to, I guess, filter out the bad content.
Yes.
Okay, because the enemies of Islam, the Zionist regime, the American regime, they are not stopping at any cost to put out the negative narrative against Islam, against the Islamic Republic, against Shias in particular. They are not stopping at any cost. So it's our duty, although we are in the minority, our taklif, our wazife, our duty as Muslims, as Shia Muslims, as defenders of Islam, is to somehow put out whatever content we can to go against the mainstream narrative.
Right, mashallah. This is a point that I didn't even really think about, to be honest with you. Like, and it's such a beautiful point that now, because of COVID lockdowns and all these things, the main and fundamental, and you could say 99% of the transfer of information now is literally your mobile phone or the internet or social media.
Yes.
So what a great opportunity. I mean, it's a threat, but it's also an opportunity as you said, for the youth to get into the field to defend Islam, and again showing us that Karbala and Ashura and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the movement of Imam Hussein, which is freedom, which is a death with honor, which is a death which results in martyrdom, is still very much alive to this day.
Yes.
Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, I want to thank you very much for joining the talk show. Inshallah, we hope to have you next time. Dear friends, inshallah, may Allah accept all of your worship and your mourning and your commemoration of the great sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his friends and his companions. Fi amanillah.